Section 3. Storytelling and the Public. Storytelling and the public can happen in a variety of settings. This might be a formal setting, like a classroom talking to a group of school kids, or it could be as informal as a casual conversation with a neighbor at your local coffee shop. Regardless of where it happens, the most important thing to remember is that people genuinely want to hear what you have to say. They're curious about the work you do and what your daily work life looks like. If you're not sure what exactly to talk about, we have three key areas to focus on. By focusing on these key areas broadly, it will mean a more consistent conversation is happening across the province by multiple people at the same time. The three main key messages are: farmers care about and for their animals and the land. The food system is committed to being open and honest about how food is produced and what happens to food in Nova Scotia. There are safe and responsible practices followed throughout the food system in our province. These three key points aren't jargon. They're based on the actual work you do and the care you take in ensuring Nova Scotians have access to safe, clean, and sustainable food. There are lots of ways you can share information and tell stories that apply to these three key areas. Let's unpack each of the key messages a little more. Key message 1. Farmers care about and for their animals and the land. This is demonstrated by talking about some of the agricultural practices and technologies used on farms and throughout the food system. It can also be demonstrated through talking about the rules, regulations, and standards you uphold based on Canadian government guidelines. How do you go above and beyond what's required? What have you done really well? Think about some specific examples that apply to you and your situation. For example, many livestock commodities have industry-created standards and practices for their producers. In dairy, it's called ProAction. It is 6 modules made up of milk quality, animal care, food safety, traceability, biosecurity, and the environment. Each farm is required to have approved standard operating procedures, records, and management practices that build a culture of excellence to encourage continuous learning and improvement on every dairy farm in Canada. Chicken, egg, beef, pork all have their own verification systems, and in horticulture operations, food safety programs like Canada GAP are commonly used. You can also talk about how farm animals are treated. Things like what are the conditions they live in? What innovations have been made to ensure they are comfortable and content? What does a typical day for them look like? Answering these types of questions all help the public get a better sense of what happens on modern farms. Again, what examples, stories, or anecdotes come to mind for you that you can share to help bring this key message to life? Farming the land has changed a lot in the past few decades, too. Farm equipment and machinery is larger and more advanced. Do you use GPS, auto-steer, or other technologies? What are your crop rotations and tillage practices? Are you able to farm more land and grow more food? If you have made changes and improvements on your farm, that's something to talk about. Consumers may not be aware that the large, expensive equipment is used with specific goals in mind. Key message 2. The food system is committed to being open and honest about how food is produced and what happens to food in Nova Scotia. As a farmer or someone in the food system, being open and honest about the work you do to produce food is a key component to building trust. Without transparency, doing the right thing, having assurance and verification systems, and communicating to consumers will not build trust. Be open and honest when it comes to communicating about what happens on our farms. This takes courage because it opens the door to potential questions or criticism about the practices and systems you use. But a story that is not built on transparency and honesty will do more harm than good in building trust with the public. Your stories are not meant to paint an idyllic picture, but the real, true images of what you do and what happens every day. This may open the door for questions about slaughter and animal production, taking animals away from mothers, climate change, large-scale production practices, and more. Rather than avoiding that part of the story, prepare yourself with an easy-to-understand, compassionate response that explains those practices too. Come to the story or conversation with openness and compassion. Another way you can be open and honest about your farm or operation is to invite people to see it. Take part in things like Open Farm Day, tours, or hosting 4-H meetings and achievement days. People are curious to learn more about what you do, so make sure the opportunity is there for them if this is something you're comfortable doing. Social media can also be a great tool to help share information about what farming practices look like. If you're a farmer, consider having social media channels and share information or photos about daily life on the farm. Social media can connect you and your farm with people who are curious about what you do in a more informal setting. Just as before, spend some time thinking about what this might look like or mean for you. If you are a Twitter user, you can follow and share with other farmers to see what they tweet. If you are a Facebook user, find some farm and food system pages that resonate with you. And if you're on Instagram, you can look for farms and businesses that are sharing food and farming. If you're new to social media, it's best to take some time to learn about the platforms and apps before you decide to start sharing. Come up with a plan with what you want to share, how frequently, with whom, and what your goals will be. Many farm businesses use social media as a marketing tool, but to build public trust, you need to open up and consider beyond your product offering. You'll be sharing about what you do on the farm and in your business, the systems that are in place to support that work, and being open and transparent about what that really looks like. Social media requires monitoring, so build that into your plan. People may ask questions, post comments, and share your posts, so be committed to monitoring your sites and pages. Key message 3. There are safe and responsible practices followed throughout the food system in our province. As much as people are curious about what you do and what modern farming might look like, it's also important to share information about safe and responsible practices, too. Modern farming practices have come a long way, but the general public might not realize this, or they may have outdated perceptions. You can help them understand how the industry has changed. Do you farm the same way your grandparents' generation farmed? People are concerned about where their food comes from, and they're concerned about the safety of the food itself and the people who make that possible. By talking about the safety measures you have in place, this can help put people at ease and know that the humans and animals who help produce their food are being looked after. You can share these stories in any setting, from the classroom to social media, casual conversations, and beyond. Again, what are some of the examples you can think of that could fall under this key message that you could share to bring the message to life? There are also lots of conversations happening about sustainability, resources, and the carbon footprint of modern farming. While this can be a complex conversation to get involved in, it can be helpful to share any practices or initiatives you're using and supporting that specifically address these concerns. Talk about the things you do to help lower your environmental impact. Take pictures, share on social media, talk about your experience. Remember, what you do is special, and not everybody can talk about it, but you can. So, sharing these stories is an important part of strengthening the public's trust in our agricultural system.